Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 258. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Hello, Ray. How are you, Ray?
I'm a little winded.
You're a little winded. Why? What happened?
I'm pet sitting. And just a minute ago, and y'all hear it in the middle of the interview. We were doing the interview with the guys. The dog, the sick dog got out, and I had to go chase him down the street.
Oh, and that's what happened. Is that what happened all along? Ran out.
That's yeah.
Okay.
Chad was out there like, he's outside. He went out the door. I was like, oh, shit.
Okay, to you guys listening, a while ago, just a few minutes ago, we just finished recording with Travis and David about Bear Pride. We're talking about Bear Pride. And in the middle of it,
Chad comes home from the gym and opens the door and didn't realize. And I think Gil scared him because he didn't realize Gil was here. Gil's this big Doberman. The sick that I'm dog sitting while his mommies are. One of them's in Florida and one of them's in South Carolina. So,
Okay, if you guys, if the listeners watched episode 257, and Gil actually farted. And we had to open the door. You can see
that's
the video.
Right.
We had to open the door.
That dog is foul.
Really foul.
Really foul.
But anyway.
But it's Patrick and Jerry's dog, and I'm watching it for that. And it has congestive heart failure, so my only hope is that it survives through Friday until Jerry gets back.
Don't die.
And then it can go die on their time. Not sound cruel or crass, but I'm just like, dog, don't die on me.
They're dying.
I don't need that right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ray. But I'm sure he'll be okay. He'll be okay.
He'll be okay. As long as Chad don't let him out.
Yes. Okay, so everyone out there, welcome again. Welcome to Bear Podcast. This is a show where we talk about gay stuff, non-gay stuff, a little bit pop culture, some news, some bear stuff.
Okay, so we talk about bears.
And we talk about bears too, and non-bears too. Also, we have guests. And in this episode, we have David and Travis from Bear Pride. Actually, they're from the Great Lakes Bears, and they're holding Bear Pride on May 22nd. Yeah, May 22nd. Is that the right date? I hope I got the right date. Yeah, that's right. Because
22nd through 25th.
26th. It's actually Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. And I myself am going there with Mike, and it's going to be...
Y'all notice he takes Mike, but he won't take me.
Well, there's going to be a conflict of interest, Ray. Well, of course, I have my priorities. But next time, you could go. Next year. Let's try again next year. Well, you didn't come with me during TPRU. That would have been
fun.
I'll
be back at TPRU next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll do that.
Maybe.
And if then you might be able to meet David and Travis. Yeah. Okay. So it's been a great weekend for us. What happened? Some weekend updates. Ray, what happened to you this weekend?
Well, we went bowling on Friday night and just had a fabulous time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I could tell.
because I was sitting here waiting on somebody to come in. And they were supposed to fly in Friday night to come look at the room to see if they wanted to rent the room for one of my rooms for me. Never heard from him, showed up. So I went bowling.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Had a grand time with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So, I kind of sucked that day. I was there also, and I really sucked bowling.
I did actually pretty good that night. I bowled over 120 both times.
Yeah,
which is pretty good for me.
And what's your name? We were using Easter names, Easter themed.
I was Cadbury.
You were Cadbury. I was Big Basket.
Yeah.
So,
because I got the juicy treat in the center.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, and what else happened? Saturday is softball practice, and I was with bears, with my bear friends. It's actually my friend Joe from San Antonio. Happy birthday, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
It was his birthday. Actually, it was his birthday last month, and we did a surprise birthday party for him on Saturday night. And we got together, and it's a pool party. Nothing really, no debauchery, no Just people having a good time. And I brought this cheese ice cream. I've been Twittering about it. People were wondering, what's cheese ice cream?
And head cheese?
No, not head cheese ice cream. It's really just, it's queso real. It's called queso real from, it's from the Philippines. It's by Selecta. It's a ice cream. Imagine it's a mango colored cheesecake ice cream. Kind of like that, if you could imagine that. It's pretty good. And I liked it. And, some of the boys liked it. So, of course, the bears give them ice cream. They would eat anything, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then Sunday, yeah, softball again. I had softball. I don't want to talk about that because I really fucked up in that game. And
did
I missed.
You lose, Maynard?
Yes, we did. But we lost the first game and we tied the second game.
Okay.
And it was really a bad weekend for softball. But we'll be back next 2 weeks from now. Let's see if we'll win all the games. Okay, I really screwed up meeting you guys on Beer Bust on Sunday.
I know. Yeah. By the time you got there, we were all leaving.
I know. I was too tired.
There was nobody there. I mean, everybody had come early and gone, and then most of the people that were there went inside for the little show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting ready to walk out, and Clay and Chris were getting ready to wrap everything up, and Maynard walks up, and we were like, sorry, you're late.
Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't get to take pictures, so there's nothing to report this coming HEB meeting this coming Wednesday. Anyway, I screwed up. Anyway, okay, we got great news this week. Actually, it happened last week. I think it's April 3rd. It's about Iowa. Supreme Court legalizes gay marriage. It's a big Ooh. News. It's a couple of days ago, but hey, we only record on Mondays. We get to
all I got
Monday.
To say, if they can legalize marriage in Iowa, what the hell is the problem with the rest of the damn country?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you can't get more Middle West corn-fed country than Iowa, I don't think.
Corn-fed indeed. Yeah, it's what does it say here? Let me see. The Iowa Supreme Court legalized gay marriage Friday in a unanimous and emphatic decision that makes Iowa the third state and first in the nation's heartland to allow same-sex couples to wed. And of course, the religious right or some crazy senators or other politicians are saying that it's judicial activism, or they're saying that it's the judges being activists. That's the way I understand it. But I think they're just doing their job, right? Yep. They're upholding the law.
It's separation of church and state.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're upholding what the Constitution says.
Yep.
So good. So do you think, okay, Ray, let me ask you, is Iowa going to be the gay Mecca now?
You never know.
You'll never know. Okay.
Well, if California don't get their shit together, it certainly ain't going to be there.
Yeah, probably not. We'll see. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Baby steps. That's always important. It'll take time. It ain't going to all happen overnight.
Yeah.
But it also poses a new interesting question.
What?
The more states we get with gay marriage, what's going to happen when a gay person enters that's married to another gay man enters the military? Are they going to be denied? Or if they go and get married because that's denying their legal right, pursuit of happiness under the Constitution. And the state approves, and their state that they come from approves gay marriage.
Yeah.
So I wonder what's going to happen with Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah.
We shall see. But anyway, okay. So, okay, Ray, what do you think? Let's get into the interview with our friends from Chicago. Here's Travis and David from the Great Lakes Bears, and they joined us tonight for an interview about we talked about Bear Pride in Chicago.
Yeah, that's it.
nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And we have guests today in this episode, and we're having David, promotion design for Bear Pride, and Travis, the co-chair of Bear Pride. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, so yeah, I got to meet you guys at TBRU. You guys enjoy that a lot? You guys seem to enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little. Yeah, yeah. It was good to see you guys, to meet you guys there. And too bad that time at the TBRU, we were, you know, Ray wasn't able to go.
Maynard wouldn't let me go. He didn't want witnesses.
That's right. Okay, so we're here to talk about your event with the Great Lakes Bears, Bear Pride. So, yeah, a little bit of history about Great Lakes Bears. How long has the club been going on?
Great Lakes Bears was founded in 1989, so this is our 20th year.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a long time. Okay.
It is. We were one of the first bear clubs in the country, and we were actually one of two clubs called Great Lakes Bears. So we had a sister club for a while in Detroit.
Oh.
So,
It's a sister club.
But we are the only... I'm sorry?
There's a sister club in Detroit. Okay, in Detroit.
Or a brother club in Detroit, I guess, right?
Yeah, brother club. Wow, 20 years. How long has Houston Air Bears has been, Ray?
Officially 15 years almost.
That's right, 15 years. That's a long time. In Chicago, where do you guys usually get together? What activities do you guys usually do?
Well, we've actually just this year elected an awesome events coordinator who has put together all kinds of great events all over the city. But we have a monthly bear night at Club Touche here in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's exciting. How many members do you guys have?
I believe our current roster is about 200.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. 200 in Chicago? Wow, these are active members. That's awesome.
We got, what, 70?
We got about 70 in Houston. Kind of pathetic, I should say. So, okay, Great Lakes Bears, and you guys are having Bear Pride.
We are. This is our 15th annual Bear Pride, actually. Bear Pride was founded in 1994, but it actually was held the 2 years before, called the Big and Bear Weekend. It was a big barbecue.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you went from a barbecue to a big, even bigger party.
Wow.
We did.
Mm-hmm. So what made the change? Somebody just get a wild idea and it's like, hey, let's do something bigger and better.
You know what? Actually, yeah, that's kind of what happened. The club was having the barbecue, and in May, it's not a real great time to have an outdoor barbecue in Chicago. So I believe they just kind of picked everything up and moved it indoors.
Okay.
So we find a hotel and take it over for a weekend.
And where's the hotel this year?
This year we're using the Crown Plaza in Greektown.
Oh, okay. Ah, a lot of Greek food.
Greek food. How is it with these Crown Plazas? We have the same thing in Dallas. When
the Crown Plazas love the gays.
Yeah, I guess so. So, David, what about you? What is your main involvement here? You do promotion, so you've been some kind of an ambassador in other clubs.
Mostly, what I'm doing is doing the graphic design.
Oh, okay.
Work for the actual event. As well as, you know, the posters, the advertisements, and any of that sort of thing, the print and web ads. So no, I haven't been doing the Goodwill Ambassador thing.
David, how'd they get you to do all that? That's usually the hardest person to find, is somebody to do all the graphics and advertising for you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh wait, I forgot. Your partner's the co-chair.
Oh.
You had no choice.
You have no choice, that's right. That's what happened to spouses. Yeah. But how about events? Tell us about more about Bear Pride and what's going to happen that weekend.
Well, Bear Pride always starts with an unofficial bar night at Touche again. We actually take over Touche and the bar next door called Jackhammer. And then on Saturday, we start with... on Friday, we kind of do a low-key day. You know, we do lots of registrations on Friday, and then this year we're going to take over the grand ballroom of the hotel and turn it into a game room and a big lounge. We're renting a bunch of gaming tables, like pool tables and foosball tables, and I believe we have some pinball machines coming in and darts, and then we're going to rent a bunch of sofas and chairs and just throw it all in the ballroom and put someone's iPod on and let everyone socialize.
Okay.
The first night of a bear event always seems to be about socializing. So we're like, you know what? Why spend the money on a DJ or on the band? Let's just give everyone what they want and let them sit and talk. And of course, we'll probably throw some food in there as well.
Oh, definitely. you have to have food.
And then on Saturday, we are going to have the ever infamous bar crawl of Boys Town, where we're going to start on one end and everyone's going to be crawling by the time they get to the other end, I assure you. So lots of libations going on that way. And then after the bar crawl, we will have a big dance at Double Door, which is a nightclub here in Chicago. This year we've actually found a local DJ who does a really good job. He played last year at another bear event in Indianapolis, so he's going to do it for us this year. And we are also this year going to try to get our contest back.
A contest? A bear contest?
Huge. Yeah, we used to have a huge Mr. Bear Pride contest.
Oh, okay.
And it just, for some reason, you know what, it's just not happened. But this year we've asked Woofer from St. Louis.
Oh, Woofer's going to be there.
Yeah, Woofer's going to be my MC.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So if anybody knows Woofer, you never know what's going to happen during this contest.
I know.
So what are the categories for the contest?
We're going to have Mr. Bear Pride Bear, Mr. Bear Pride Cub, and Mr. Bear Pride Daddy Bear.
Okay. Oh. Is there going to be like a talent, a swimsuit, and a leather section?
You know, actually, we've actually looked at doing exactly that.
Okay.
Oh, so
see more skin.
We've kind of went, what can we do that'll make it fun and make everybody enjoy it?
Yeah.
So
always remember in swimsuit section, less is more.
And that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares what they say? No. Nudity. No, that's bad, right? No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe in private quarters, yeah. Maybe you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's going to take place all at Double Door on Saturday. And then we're going to kick Sunday off with a brunch at Club Spin, and then we're going to do the Wet and Wild at Steamworks, which is
Steamworks. I like that. I've always wanted to go.
It's a lot of fun. I didn't attend last year. I worked the door as a volunteer. Everybody was so funny as they walked through the door.
Why? Why would
they were like, "Oh, I've never been to a bathhouse
before." Oh, really? Playing innocent?
Exactly.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that was a lot of fun. And then Sunday night is actually our biggest dance. We hold. It's called the Nuts to Butts Dance. It's named for the fact that we usually fill the floor where it is nuts to butts.
Okay. I just imagined it right now. I think that's a good one.
And Maynard, as short as you are, you're going to be in heaven.
Oh yeah, just
it's
going
to be nut to butt to face with Maynard.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's a lot of bad things for that to happen. I'll tell you.
Okay.
And then this year we are having a DJ in from Mexico. He was here for us last year. Jose Spinning Cortez. So we're really excited to have him back for year number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, Sidetracks, which is a bar up on Halstead Street, always has a barbecue to send us all home.
Oh, okay. So, I think that's a staple right now in every big events like this. Yeah, barbecue on the last day. Yeah, that happens in TBRU.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to go wrong with barbecue. So.
You can never go wrong. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm curious about this, Travis. It always goes along with IML, with the International Mental Letters. So, how long? I don't know how long has IML has been around. Probably longer than Bear Pride has.
Over 30 years, if I remember.
Over 30 years, something like that.
I think this may be year number 35 for IML.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember the guy that started it was here in Houston. I'm trying to remember his name, and they were talking about how many years, when it got started, and it was in like 30 something years ago. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So yeah. It's a and Bear Pride always coincides with on Memorial Day weekend with IML. Was that really planned? Or it just so happened?
I believe it depends on who you ask.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, and actually this year we've, I've had a lot of people ask me if we're going to have a vendor mart, and we're not, because IML has such an incredible vendor mart. Mm-hmm. So we've actually are going to have a dedicated bus that will shuttle people from our hotel up to the IML hotel so they can use their vendor mart.
Ah, okay. Oh. Well, I guess it helps both organizations and, you know, both events. That's a... because I've heard a lot of stories about IML. I've never been. And, yeah, probably I'd like to participate in that one. Well, not in the letter, but but probably just, you know, see what's going on. And I heard it's really a big experience.
Last year was my first year to actually make it into the Leather Mart. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand why they wanted to see my ID to make sure I was over 18 to go into the, to go shopping. I'm like, I assure you I'm old enough to shop. I walked into the Leather Mart. I quickly understood why they needed to see my ID to make sure I was over 18.
Yeah. Whips and chains.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was very educational.
Plexiglass. Yeah, I heard about those. Wow. So,
ooh, Maynard, I got to give you a shopping list then.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I got some whips and some yeah, that's right.
I think every porn company in the world is represented there.
Yeah, that's right.
Or at least most of the fetish ones are.
Well, let's not forget about the date. When is it? What's the date for Memorial Day? It's a week after. Wait, I don't know the dates. So it's the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Oh, you started on May 21st, right? On Thursday.
Well, unofficially, it starts on Thursday. And we will actually be running a shuttle from our hotel up to the. To the Touche party, but that one's not, you know, you don't need your pass or anything to get in there. But we actually run all the way through Monday the 25th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good.
So we're the 22nd, or unofficially the 21st through the 25th.
So the official dates are May 22nd to 25th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes so people can register. And how about, you have transportation. You got everything covered. And anything else that... okay, if I were, you know, it's my first time. It's only on O'Hare Airport, right? Is that we all land? Because I think that's where I'm going to fly to.
Actually, David's probably better with that one. I get lost. I get lost finding my way around my house.
Oh, really? Okay. So, David, yeah. People fly into Chicago via O'Hare? Is that it?
Yeah, if people fly into O'Hare, the Blue Line actually runs directly down to the UIC train stop, which is, I believe, 2.5 blocks south of the hotel.
I see. Okay. I'm asking this actually personally for me because I'm not familiar with Chicago because I've only been there once only and I don't know my way around. Probably the listeners know how to get around Chicago, but I myself am going. My partner and I, it's going to be our first time. And my partner Mike and I have been wanting to go to Chicago and check out Bear Pride and everything to see there. And, you know, and I believe the BTalk boys are going to record on that Friday, aren't they?
Right. BTalk is going to do a show for us on Friday night from the ballroom and we're going to have all the games and everything. So That should be fun.
Okay. Yeah, looking forward to see. I'll be there. Mike and I will be there. We'll be showing up there and hang out with Shannon and probably Jason. And I'm not sure if Joel and Craig are going to be there. So we'll see. Okay. How about you guys? Okay, let me ask you guys questions about your involvement with the Great Lakes Bears. You've been with the club ever since it started?
No, unfortunately. Actually, I joined the Great Lakes Bears last year when I was elected to do Bear Pride this year.
Oh, okay. Wow, you just got in the club and then now you're handling it. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, Great Lakes Bears is a little bit different than a lot of other bear clubs, and we actually have a club president, and Bear Pride functions as a separate committee from our main board of directors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I saw some things for Bear Pride that I thought I could help, you know, get us headed in a direction that I thought we needed to go in, So I ran for the position with my co-chair, and together he and I kind of came up with some, what I think are some good ideas to get things moving.
I see. Wow, I guess you guys are doing a great job. How many are we expecting this year, by the way? Well, last year, how many did you guys have register for Bear Pride?
Last year, we had 554.
Wow, that's a lot, Ray.
Yeah.
We can only probably do that half for Bear Watch.
For Bear Watch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're having Bear Watch here in Galveston, actually, here in Texas, the week before Memorial Day weekend. So,
yeah. So while you're out there partying with all the bears, I'm here recovering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sitting by the pool.
Gosh, I'll be going to tour bear runs in a week or so. Yeah, I'm excited to do that. Was that, sorry, is that Buddy?
That's Attack of the Killer Dogs.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Travis.
Hang on David. A second. Kill.
Oh, the other dogs are there.
I gotta go. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. We got sidetracked there with some puppies. Okay, so you guys been in Chicago all your life?
I'll take that one.
I'll take that one? Okay. Okay, David, yeah.
I've actually been in Chicago for 8 years. My partner Rob and I moved up here from South Carolina and have always lived kind of out in the suburbs of Chicago since we moved up here in July of 2001.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's a long time ago. I was there 2004 for a wedding, and it was I was with straight friends, and of course they don't want to go anywhere else around Chicago, and we went to what is it? Near Skokie, Illinois. Yeah, that's where we just went around there, and it's not really anything exciting. We didn't go to the around Chicago itself. I didn't go to Boys Town, and I didn't get to see the gay life.
Oh my God!
Oh, welcome, Ray. Welcome back. What happened?
Well, I'm babysitting Gil, the big Doberman.
Okay.
Patrick and Jerry's dog.
Yeah.
Chad walked in the door and let him out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, Ray, we're here talking about Chicago life, and have you been to Chicago before, Ray?
No, I don't ever get to go anywhere.
Well, you probably should. Maybe next year you can try going to Bear Pride. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. See, that's the problem. It always happens to a Bear Watch.
Yeah, it happens after Bear Watch. Yeah.
And then by the time Bear Watch is over, I'm usually dead, so.
Yeah. So, okay. How about some, back to Bear Pride. What's the website for this, for all our events, so the listeners can check out your events?
The website is bearpride.org.
BearPride.org, and for the Great Lakes Bears is glbears.com. Wow, I'm excited to see you guys. I'm looking forward to it. It's you guys were great back at TBRU, and I didn't get to say goodbye to you guys because I had to leave early that Sunday. So
all right, well, you better not leave Chicago without saying goodbye.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm looking forward to see you guys. Okay, so. Yeah, thank you guys for joining us, and I hope to see you guys at Bear Pride.
Well, thanks for having us on, and we look forward to seeing you in I believe it's down to 47 days.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So everybody out there listening, check out bearpride.org, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you coming to Bear Watch?
Bring your booty to Galveston, Texas, May 15th to the 17th for a good time.
We'll be serving you breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, and a brunch on Sunday, you mangy scallywags.
Friday nightfall, we'll be docking in Port Galveston to get our groove on. Saturday, we'll be pillaging the beaches for a bit more booty.
That nightfall, we'll have the notorious Bear Watch pool party. With our very own seafoam pit loaded with a booty to plunder and a bottle of rum.
Go to www.bearwatch.net. That's www.bearwatch.net to register.
And you might even come across what's in Davy Jones' locker, or at least try a sling out.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Yes.
And you know something we need to talk about since, you know, all these people are coming to Bear Watch and Bear Pride and everything, all the other big runs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about itrick.org. so you can get your tricks lined up, keep stuff straight, and get them all organized.
Oh, my God. This is one great app that Patrick told us about it.
Patrick told us about it the other night.
He heard it from XM, I think. He heard it from a satellite radio. It's awesome. What do you have, Ray? Did you look at the website?
Oh yeah, I looked at the website because I sent it out to some people and said, "Here, we need we need something like this." But it's at itrick.org. Mm-hmm. The software runs on Windows, Mac, and Linux.
Linux.
God, you wouldn't think I'd been married to two programmers before, would you? But actually, if you go take, they'll give you like a preview of how it works, and you can go in and do stuff like tell how good the kiss of your trick was, stuff like that.
What it looks like.
You can add pictures. You can, there was a ton of stuff that you could do.
That's funny. One of the features is you can also record if you can also state there if he's a flake or a fake, and if you don't want to waste your time. So,
yeah.
It's like a black book. It's an electronic black book.
Yeah. But, I mean, it does all kinds of stuff. You can write him as a kisser, a jerker, a jerky, cocksucker, cocksucky, top, bottom, rimmer, rimmy.
You have to rate it. Yeah, you can put
ratings. You can put stuff, put the stats in there, AOL screen name like Top Stud 25, Blonde for You, stuff like that. Edit hookup. I mean, you can put your hookup. The one they got in here, they're showing hookup with Jonathan in the Castro Market bathroom. Okay, this is what they say on the screenshot. Okay, so it's a little dirty, but it was fucking hot watching me suck my dick in that public bathroom.
God, that's terrible.
So, and then of course they got some picture of some cute little blonde boy, Twinkie boy, that's just my style, you know. But I mean, you can rate them. You can set up your trick times with them, and it's got a calendar that reminds them so they don't forget.
It sends text messages or emails.
Text messages, emails, and I think it even sends it to your phone.
Yeah.
Text message your phone and stuff.
Yeah. So.
You know, so it's actually
it's awesome.
Pretty interesting.
So guys, check it out. itrick.org. It's very interesting. Put the links on the website. So if you guys are into that, you can do ratings and stuff. It is free. It's free.
Yeah, that's the big thing. It's free.
It's a free app. Runs on all platforms, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got to go download it and play with it. But I guess the next step is where you can buy the buy the module, so people could share their tricks, so they can compare notes on tricks.
Okay. Oh my God.
Write
a trick.
Yeah.
See, these are awesome things you can do with software right now.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not forget about a little iPhone application.
All right. This is a new one also from Patrick. Thank you, Patrick. It's been a great help contributing. Okay. So what do you have, Ray?
We have Grindr on the iPhone. That's Grindr. And it's basically a trick locator. You load the application on your phone, save your information, put a pickup, and then it goes out and sees all the other iPhone users as theirs own and set up, and it tells you how far they're away from you by tower signals and all that kind of stuff, GPS, whatever. And you can click on them, and you can chat with them, or you can do a whole bunch of different stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, isn't it?
But it's a pretty cool little application.
Of course,
everybody, the couple of people that's talked to me on it are like from 600 miles away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
But when we were out, when you're in Houston, there's one 100 feet away. You could.
Yeah, there's one like 100 feet away. We couldn't figure out where they were. We figured they were in one of the restaurants behind us, I guess. But.
Yeah, automatically checks the GPS location of a person. If it's on, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Triangulates, I think, between cell towers too. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if it knows that your GPS location, and then it just measures from there, from other GPS locations of Grindr users. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting app.
So I guess maybe if we can get Grindr and iTrick to combine, it would be an incredible program.
Yeah, for those iPhone users, that is awesome. Anyway, okay, so we have comments. We have lots of comments today.
We have comments.
Yes, we do. One is from there's a lot from Zachary. Yeah. He says that he enjoys the Nard on the Run. Remember, oh, well, one of the episodes is 255. I recorded something with when I was having massage. Episode 255 with Mikey. Yeah. So people were. And he commented on that. And what else? Zachary said, yeah, I like these Nard on the Run episodes where you're out and about speaking to people. It's almost like an episode of Nardville. Yeah, I do Nardville also. So that's another show to talk about next time. And also, Zachary also commented on the Live at TBRU because he saw the video with Shannon and Vito. And he said that I really like the Dick and Harry agenda. Plus, I like the sound of those giant towels he was pimping with the Velcro. And they sound great. He should definitely branch out with those. Yeah. He's talking about Vito. He's got this product. Ray, uh-huh. It's a Velcro. It's a towel with Velcro that it wraps around your belly. And it's good for big bears.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's Vito's project. So that's pretty good. Okay. Another one. From Arctic, from Boston.
Oh.
From Boston, New Jersey. Back to Boston.
Anyway. They got snow up there today, I think. Is it really? Ohio got snow, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Arctic.
Stall out. Summer's coming.
Yeah. He commented on episode 254, TBRU 14 with Nard and Excalibur. Hey, Nard, it was great to hang out with you in TBRU. We had a blast and we'll definitely go back next year. Yeah, please. You'll get to meet Ray. Yeah. So thanks for the shout out. Though I was surprised of being called as a chaser. Actually, yeah, Arctic is Asian. And mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe because I always associate that if you're Asian, you're a chaser. But he's actually kind of a cubbish guy. He's kind of a beefy guy. Arctic is. And this is the first time in my life that I heard that. That's what he said. So can a big boy be a chaser? Yeah, he's a pretty big boy. And keep up your good work. Big bear hugs. Thank you, Arctic. Yes. It's so nice to meet our listeners. Okay, a few more from Zachary. He commented on the Bear Watch and the Mutiny on the Booty. people are just laughing about that title, Mutiny on the Booty. Episode 257. So, I hate to be a Nancy, but bleach just whitens. It doesn't clean very well. He was talking about you guys cleaning you and Patrick were cleaning the storage unit. And
but see, you gotta understand. If you're raised in the South, they either put bleach or ammonia on it, and both our mamas use bleach on everything.
Yeah.
So, and it's just more of a term phrase than anything. So.
Oh, okay. It's like.
It's like saying I want a Coke.
You want a Coke, but you actually want Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. It's a generic, yeah, like general soda, thing. Yeah. The opinion that vaccines causes autism has been disproved often and was a sensationalistic claim by a scientist who wanted some recognition. Do you remember what we were talking about then, Ray? It's vaccines that are being administered to kids. They don't want to do it anymore because it causes autism.
Yeah, and now there are a lot of parents that aren't going and getting their kids vaccinated because they're scared of it now.
Okay.
In fact, I was at Walgreens. You know, most of the Walgreens had those little medical places in there the other day. In them now, the little like health wellness centers, and there's a mom in there, and she had to get her kids shots, and the lady was like, okay, we can give you this shot today or that shot today, and then you have to come back in 3 weeks. Well, why can't we do it all at one time? She said, because these are live viruses. You can't do that to the kid. It'll make them sick as a dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the mom was like, oh, you mean I have to space this stuff out?
Yeah.
Ignorance. I just tell you, just ignorance.
Yeah. I can't remember if we actually talked about that back then.
I think we talked about it on the show, because I don't know if I brought it up or you brought it up, but about the whole autism thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it was just, you know.
You have to listen back. We have to listen to 257 again to catch that again, because Patrick was the one who said that. Anyway, to continue with Zachary's comment, he said that you almost busted a chair when you were dancing in the video. So that was pretty funny. And yeah, he's been, yeah, Zachary's been liking the previous episodes, and he was commenting about the two cameras. Yeah, we did the two cameras. Yeah, we did the three cameras.
Oh, Lord episode. Jesus, have mercy, God.
What?
Gil just cut another one.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry. You have to stay there.
Yo, you nasty, nasty bitch.
Oh, God. You should have spray ready. Or
well, I got some sitting in the kitchen. I just didn't bring it in here with me.
Oh, my God.
So
anyway, so thank you for those who commented. Thank you, Arctic, Mikey.
Yes, thank you guys for commenting. And it's about time somebody did.
Yeah, and Zachary also, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, guys. And I guess that's it for now. Do you have anything? What do you guys say? Oh, camping. You went camping. You forgot to talk about your camping.
Oh, yeah. I went camping Saturday night. I was supposed to go Friday and Saturday, but some things came up. So went Saturday. Should have stayed home. This is what I get for hanging around with young little boys.
Uh-huh.
You get 20-something gay little boy drama.
You should hang out. Oh, we're gonna go camping again next month. You should go to that.
What camping? What, the Asians and Friends?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like the weekend after next, and that's doing Spring Iniquity. So I'll be here watching people get tied up and spanked and beat and stuff.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And you can go to www.springiniquity.com. I think it's .com. I should know this since I'm a member of NLA and I'm trying to pimp it out. But that's coming up in 2 weeks. It's still time to register. Plenty of hotel rooms here in Houston.
Spring Iniquity. Is that the one we were there before and there was a lot of plexiglass spanking and leather paddles? That was Spank Fest. That's right.
Fest, yes. This is very similar, yes. They have people coming in from all over the United States, the National Leather Association's general meeting. Is that weekend too? So it's a big event going on. It's over 200 and something people, I think, that are registered now. So
wow.
And there's master classes being taught all week, from bondage to breath control to needles to all kind of stuff. So,
oh my God.
So,
Houston, Texas. Let me look for it. Maybe you can. It's by NLA. NLA Houston TX.
Yeah.
Oh, springiniquity.com. That's right.
Yeah, springiniquity.com.
Okay, I put that in the show notes so people can register if you guys are into...
Yeah, and it's open until, I think, the first part of next week registration is. So so come join. Yeah. Come have fun.
Come see Ray get spanked. Yeah.
Okay, see, computer says no.
Computer says no. Oh, so, because you do the spanking.
That's right.
Ah.
So, but back to this weekend's camping and little boy drama. Let me tell y'all what happened.
Okay, what happened?
Went camping with some friends, got up there, was having a good time, you know, relaxing, chilling back. A couple of the guys are straight and one of them's girlfriend was coming up. Well, she's the best friend of one of the gay guys. Mm-hmm. Well, the gay guy called her and said, "Hey, when you going to be here? We're getting ready to cook dinner and we want to make sure." And so I don't know if the tone or what, but there's a big knockdown, drag out, phone fight and people hung up on each other.
Oh no.
So. Somebody got their panties all in a wad, called the boyfriend, got going. The gay guy kept on and up. Well, I ain't apologizing.
God.
Just drama.
What did you get yourself into?
She ended up getting her boyfriend to pack her crap up out of the tent. She came. He took it up to her, gave it to her, and she left. So it's like, okay. All right. That little bit of drama is over with. So we eat dinner. We start sitting down. Well, everybody starts drinking, and they start downing them. Well, right about dark, another guy shows up that was there the night before, and he comes in and it's like, "Well, where's Kate? Where's the girl?"
Mm-hmm.
There's this drama and she didn't come. He's like, "Oh, okay." Well, he's got a crush on one of the other guys there. The other guy's not too interested in it. So I don't know what was said or what was done, but about 12 or 12:30, I was like, "I'm going to bed." So I went and crawled in my tent. Was, you know, trying to get sleep, all that good stuff. And the straight guy, he was sharing the tent with us. He come in and got in his sleeping bag and stuff. And then all of a sudden, his phone starts blowing up.
Okay.
And he answered, and he's like, "Oh, shit." I'm like, "What?" He said, "So-and-so is up at the gate. They can't open the gate to the park. They're freaking out and they're crying because they're not staying here tonight.
Oh, yeah, they closed the gates at
the gates 11 o'clock. I mean, you can get out. You just got to know how to open the gates. So he was too drunk to drive. So I said, okay, I'll run you up there. So we go up to the gates. They're sitting at the ranger station. We drive by thinking that they will come follow us so we can go up the gates, let them out, and then we can go get back into bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
What happened?
We go open the gates and sit down there. They never show up. So I'm like, all right, I'll go back and find out what's going on. Get back. Their car's there. I pull up beside them, roll down the window. They don't roll their window down. So I get out, and I was like, well, maybe something's wrong. Maybe they're sick or passed out or something. So I knock on the door. Nothing. Knock on the door. They finally just open the door. They're sitting there, hanging onto the steering wheel, crying.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you know, and I was a little perturbed, but I was like trying to be my nicest daddy self and, you know, talk to them and...
Leave it to the Uber dad. Okay.
Yeah. And all they could do is snob and say, I want to talk to blah, 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 the guy that was at the gate. So I went back and got the guy from the gate, brought him back. And he got in the car with him. He was like, oh, fuck, I ain't believing this. I just want to go to sleep. Da, 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 da. So he got in the car, started talking to the other guy. About that time, the ranger showed up.
Uh-oh.
I want to know what was going on. I said, oh, we got a little drama. I said, they got in a little people got in an argument, and they went to leave and went open the gate because they couldn't open it, and now they're just over their head talking about it and all this kind of stuff. He said, well, anybody get in a fight? And I was like, no, it wasn't that kind of argument. They just got arguing with each other about some stuff that got a little personal, and one of them decided to leave. And he was like, okay. So he went over there and talked to them in the car. And he said, well, just to let y'all know, y'all can sit up here as long as you want. Just stay away from the ranger station because it's got an alarm. And if you set it off, they will show up with guns pulled up in here.
Oh,
I guess because the ranger station has gotten broke into a lot. But
oh, my God.
So we're like, okay. So I finally get sent. They told me, said, I'll go back. So they said, go. So I go back, get back and dress, get back in the tent, get back in my sleeping bag. And about 10 minutes later, the other guy comes back and passes out on his.
Oh, my God. You were just there overnight, right?
Just there overnight. Then I get up the next morning. Everybody's sitting out there, just, you know, like nothing ever happened.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, Lord. Little boys and their drama. I'm kind of over the top.
Well, you know, with the Bears, no drama like that happened.
Yeah, right. I know. Never, ever happened.
No.
But the thing about it was they got there and started drinking, and they started criticizing each other and just slamming each other. And I was like, damn.
Wow. Must have been an exciting weekend for you.
I just got to move my age range up for dates, I guess. I don't know. I guess I got to go into the 30s for dates, and just anybody below 30 is just for sex. I don't know.
Oh, you're going to have your ranges now. Okay.
So,
wow. That's because awesome
I am too old for all that bullshit drama.
Uh-huh. Well, at least I don't have that kind of drama. That last weekend, just some frustrated stuff with softball because I really just fucked up, and I was really bent up the whole day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I was late for the beer bust, and because I had to rest, I was really pissed off that day. So
yeah
I was too tired. But anyway,
but all in all, take away the drama from Saturday night. I had an excellent weekend though.
Ah, okay. Well, good for you.
Had a good time with spending it with friends.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about that later, offline. Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Wow, it took a long time. And just everyone out there, just go to bearpride.org and check out the event. And I hope to see you guys there. I'll be there with Mike and probably hanging out with Shannon. And probably Jason, if Jason goes there too, we'll see.
And I'll be sitting here all alone in my house.
I'll send you pictures.
Celebrating Memorial Day because nobody ever takes me anywhere.
Oh. Follow my Twitter, twitter.com/Nard. I'm a Nard. I'm Nard in Twitter. So I'm going to do that. I'll be Twittering from Chicago when that happens. But, of course, we have Bearwatch, of course, bearwatch.net. We're going to do that on the weekend before Memorial Day weekend. So
yeah,
we got to be busy in that room. We're going to record that tape too, right? Probably about a half hour. Yeah.
We'll record Friday like we usually do, and then we'll do something at the beach, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, so guys, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's
206-222-BEAR. Yes, call us. We'll like comments on the website also, bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, leave
comments. We love comments like that. And
as long as it's not like stuff, hey, Ray, you suck.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Well, you should welcome those too. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay too.
And just so everybody knows, I do suck. But if it's a cute dick.
Oh. That's right. I got distracted there. Okay, so myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And we're on Facebook and Twitter also. We're Bear Podcast on Twitter also. You can friend us there. And what else? Subscribe via iTunes and leave a review on iTunes. We'd like to get more reviews. We only have 20 there right now. We'd like to have more. Please, please do.
And tell your friends about the show.
Yes.
Have them subscribe.
We need more listeners. Come on, guys. Tell your friends. Play it or burn it into CD and play it in a, in a sports room or in a restaurant or what. I don't know. Not really. Don't do that. But tell your friends about it. And
in a bathhouse.
Yes.
We do very well in a bathhouse.
If you have access to the PA system of the bathhouse, yes, you can play some of the episodes if you have an MP3 player, or you can play it in the CD or burn it in the CD, whatever. Yeah, okay. That's a good idea, Ray. Yeah. Bathhouses, yeah. Okay, so thank you guys.
That's how Bette Midler started that song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, which reminds me, Steamworks. Ooh, I think we're going to go to Steamworks that weekend at Bear Pride. Oh, yeah, we also have our own. At Bearwatch, it's the foam party. I'm excited about that. Yeah. So, okay, Ray.
You got any shout-outs this week?
Oh, shout-outs? Yeah, shout-out to Arctic and Zachary and Mikey. Thank you guys for commenting. Who did I meet? I met Arctic in TBRU and his partner also. Kevin, is that right? I think it's Kevin. Forgetting names now. And also Mikey, bearpaws.biz. He's the one who gave me a massage last TBRU. It's awesome. And Zachary,
was it an anal massage?
No, it's not a prostate massage. Or it's just a massage. Okay. No happy ending. Okay.
Love you long time. Happy.
No. And Zachary, I think he's from Canada. He's a Canadian.
Yeah, Canada.
Yeah. I think so. He never said, but I'm just thinking he is. But
you just have this image of this little pothead that talks.
It's like South Park.
And his name's Zachary, and he's from Canada.
Uh-huh.
I got a couple shout outs.
Oh, okay.
A couple shout outs. Got a shout out to my friend Scott, who is my best friend in high school, who we kind of lost touch until today on Facebook. We found each other. And he said he's going to listen. He said, how do I find out about you, more about what's been going on? I said, just go listen to this WW Bear podcast. They'll tell you everything.
Yeah. We're going to talk about him. That's right.
Yeah. So.
So Scott, and, that guy at the gym. I'm kidding. Okay.
Well. And then I got to shout out to Grant, a buddy of mine.
Hey, who, Grant. How are you?
But I guess that's it.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.